This is Al.
Hey, Val. This is Alan with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, you?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you very much for asking. So, Val, we actually have a client interview scheduled for you today. The call's going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Let's go ahead and get this taken care of then. First and foremost, I'll just want to go ahead and thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. First, I will be verifying the business information. Secondly, I will be discussing relevant keywords or service that you provide. And then lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So first, let's see here. I do see that the terms and conditions, they were sent out. You got those signed and taken care of. Let me just double check. And yes, you did. Great. Secondly, the next step is verifying all the business information, making sure that we have everything is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, let me know so I can make the necessary changes on that, okay?
Okay.
All right. So first and foremost, the business name, I have it as Polo Contractors Corp. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The address I have is 700 Mill Creek Road, number 9 in Jacksonville, Florida, 32211, correct?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's an office.
Office? Okay. And you can receive mail at this address, right?
Yes.
All right. Totally. All right. And the phone number your clients will give you a call is going to be the 904-742-3279, correct?
Yes. 904-742-3279.
That is correct. 3279. Correct. Okay. Awesome. Your email address, it's val@polobuilds.com, correct?
Yes.
All right, great. Now let's go ahead and scroll on over. So I'm seeing here that you have a business website already, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now
they're going to add my address on there probably to me or tomorrow. It's going to be added on the website.
Okay, and you would like to go ahead and promote your website just the way that it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not going to go ahead and touch it. All right, great. Give me a second. All right, great. All right, so moving along, would you like, let's see, oh, okay. Now, something that does come included in the package is the call tracking number, okay? This is a Google-endorsed product. That allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. Basically, what we do is create another number with a local area code number. We post it online to filter out any type of scam calls or telemarketing calls. But still, all the calls are going to get directed to the number ending in 3279. Would you like for us to go ahead and create one at no additional cost to you?
Yes. Okay. So what? They'll call that number first? And they'll forward it to my number?
That is correct.
So basically, they'll just never have my number, right?
That is correct.
It's kind of good and bad, right?
It's kind of good and bad, correct, yes. But still, once again, it's kind of good and bad. But the majority, well, good because, well, you know, this is the number that they're going to be calling. And obviously, well, it's going to get directed to the number ending in 3279. So, it'll go ahead and go to the number ending in 3279.
Okay, am I going to be able to choose a number, or is this going to generate a number?
It's going to go ahead and generate a number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no way to go ahead and choose a specific number.
Let's try that, yeah.
Okay. Now, something else that I want to go ahead and mention. Would you like a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business? If you were to say yes to this, this has a one-time cost of $19. You'll be able to make changes to the recording if you would like to in the future. Would you like to add this to the subscription?
Can I hear it?
Well, one of the options, of course. One of the options would be, like, for instance, hi, thank you for calling Polo Contractors Corp. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer, or press 2 if you're an existing customer. And this here, you would have the option either a female voice or a male voice, but obviously it's not going to be my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want something for it to say something else, I can type it in and we can record it that way.
But I don't have to choose right now or do this, right? I can just skip it for now.
Yeah, well, if you'd like, you can skip it for now, and if later on you want to go ahead and add the call tracking greeting later on, yes, you can add it.
Yeah, because I would want to hear how it sounds first before choosing, like, see if I like the voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries. Okay, so let's see here. Let's go ahead and move along then. We're going to go ahead and go over the keywords, okay? The keywords mm-hmm. are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business, okay? So I'm seeing here, if I am correct, that you are in the roof installation repair, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So I was actually doing a little bit of research, okay, and I found some keywords that are most relevant to the type of business. Let me know if these are okay or if you want me to add or subtract some of them, okay? For instance, some of the keywords that I found is roofing contractor, roofing asphalt shingle roofing, metal roofing, siding repair, siding installation, downspout cleaning, asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, single plywood roof installation. Let me see. Metal roof installation, wood shake roof installation, roof repair, roof replacement, roof installation.
Can you add roof rejuvenation?
I'm sorry?
Can you add the roof rejuvenation?
Give me a second. Got it. Rejuvenation. Okay. What else would you like for me to add?
I mean, I think I'm good.
You're good with those?
I
okay. All right. So look, you're going to be receiving an email with all these keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and make any changes to the keywords, go ahead and do so and just reply to that email, okay, with the changes that you would like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So moving along, the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business, okay, so that we can go ahead and get a better idea of how we're going to market you online, okay? The first question that I have here is going to be if there's anything unique about your business, or what do customers like about your business? I do have some examples if you want to hear those as well.
Sure.
Okay, so for instance, some of the examples would be, do you provide free estimates?
Yes.
Are you a family-owned business?
Yes.
You're locally owned and operated?
Yes.
All right, you're affordable, correct?
Yes.
Do you provide competitive prices?
Yes.
All right. How about warranties? Do you offer warranties or maybe discounts?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, great. Let me see here. All right, so I'll go ahead. This is the uniqueness that we'll go ahead and add here. Now, the next question here is, and I have examples as well if you want to hear them, if you have a mission statement. Do you happen to have one?
I got to check on our headline somewhere. I don't have it with me.
Let's see, from drafting to completion, let me see, I'm improving our
needs. You might have some on our website that you can look up.
Yeah, I'm looking at storm, water, or fire damage. Give us a call. No, let me see here. From dream to reality, it takes a right team to do it right. From dream to reality, it takes a right team to do it right. You want to use that mission statement?
I don't know.
I got it from the website. Or if you would like, we can use, for instance, let me give you some examples. At Polo Contractors Corp, we bring creative projects and visions to life. Or at Polo Contractors Corp, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality of service. Or at Polo Contractors Corp, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
I think the one before, but can you not put Corp under just Polo Contractors?
Polo, yeah, of course. At Polo Contractors, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality work of service.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. That would be the mission statement. Let me just go ahead and grab the information and... No Corp. Okay, got it. All right. Moving along. Now, do you happen to have a tagline or a slogan? I have two options. Let me go ahead and mention them to you. It would either be, my focus is customer satisfaction, or our focus is customer satisfaction.
Can you say it again?
The tagline could be either, my focus is customer satisfaction, or our focus is customer satisfaction.
Our.
Our, okay, got it. All right, now moving along. Let's see here. Correct me if I'm correct. You've been in business since 2021, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how many years of experience do you have?
Like myself experience?
Uh-huh.
In general.
Correct.
20 years.
20?
I mean,
okay.
But, yeah.
All right, 20 years. Got it. Okay. Now, how many people work with the company?
I mean, taking Jackson LaGrange or taking the total amount?
The total within the company.
I think like 8.
8? Okay. All right. And you do both residential and commercial, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let me see here. Now, the next question that I have here, what are your hours of operation Monday through Friday or Monday through Sunday?
I'm going to leave it wide open. That way, if there's an emergency, I'm not going to answer in the middle of the night, but if it's evening, I can answer it.
Okay, so we'll just put 24/7?
Yeah.
Okay. Now the next question is, what type of payments do you accept? Checks, cash, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo?
Everything.
Okay, all major credit cards and debit cards as well?
Yes.
You take checks, cash, Cash App, Zelle, and Venmo?
Yeah, and Bitcoin too.
Bitcoin as well, okay. All right. All right. Now, let me see here. Now, you are licensed and you are insured, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you by any chance happen to have your license number available at hand?
Yes, I do.
Is it possible for you to provide me?
Yeah. Okay, the roofing license is CCC 1334216.
So that's 3 C's, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the expiration date, do you have that?
Not with me at all.
Okay, not totally, that's fine. All right, great. All right, let's see here. Now let's...
I want to put a CTC license.
Okay.
The contractor license. It is CGC
11789. 11789?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. Let's see here. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about the Google Business Profile now. You are located in Jacksonville, Florida. What cities would you like to go ahead and target? I went off and I did a 30-mile radius of a target, and let me know if these cities are okay or if you want me to take some off or add some, okay? I have here Orange Park, Lakeside, Fruit Cove, Palm Valley, Green Cove, Springs, Highland, Callahan, Yulee, Hayward, Lessee, and Old Fernandina.
I mean, what are the radius of my location? Like
that,
30 miles.
That's a 30-mile radius that I got.
That's fine.
That's fine?
Like that.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Let me see. Okay. All right, let's see here. Now, let's see, moving along. Now, do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
I should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a second here. Let me just go ahead and demo. Polo Contractors Corp. Okay. 700 Mill Creek. Okay. So you do have one, which is great. Do you have access to the Google Business Profile?
Yeah, I don't know where it's at.
But you do have access to it?
I might. I need to look for it.
Okay. No worries. Okay, now, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to send you an email with a couple of instructions on how to add local splash as managers to your Google Business Profile. Once you have added us as manager, we can then begin the optimization of your Google Business Profile. And as
how about if I don't find my access?
If he,
set up by a different person. I mean, they set it up with me on the phone, but it was Gumball. I think somewhere there.
Okay, so let's just say if you're not able to find, you're not able to find that access, then what we would go ahead and do, we would reach out to Google, so they can provide us access to that. Okay, but before
we go ahead and reach out for one.
Okay. Okay, so you just want us to okay. Okay, so you don't have access then. Okay, no worries. All right, moving along then. So as part of our efforts, to optimize your Google Business Profile and help you get more leads, we'd like to introduce you to a great feature, which is actually called GBP Messaging. GBP Messaging allows customers to message your business directly through the Google Business Profile. This is actually a great way to go ahead and connect with customers and answer their questions a little bit more easier. Okay? Now, the best part about this, it's totally free to use. Would you like for us to go ahead and enable the GBP messaging?
Yes.
All right, great. All right. Now that I've gathered this information, I'm going to be sending it out to our provisioning team. We have two options here for you, okay? The first option is to optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. The second option is to place your business into all public directories online, though many which are actually known to feed directly to telemarketing campaigns. To tell you the truth, Val, we always suggest the first option since we are able to customize depending on what your business needs on the most important websites. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Give me a second here. All right. All right, so moving along, let me just double check here. Now, do you have a business Facebook page?
We do, but it's not active. It hasn't been, like, ran.
Okay,
we started it.
Uh-huh.
We don't.
But do you have access to it by any chance?
I think I do. Yes, I should.
Let me see here. Let me try to see. Would it be under the name Polo Contractors Corp?
Yes. There's the three of them created by three different people.
Let me see here. Polo Contractors Corp. I see 11,000 followers. Or 11 followers. Hold on. Give me a second. Do you know, is the profile picture, it's the word Polo is in red and then it has a little house in black?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that one it?
There's three of them, same logo, not same, they're all different colors, but yeah, it's one of them.
I have this one at 2912 B Ridge Road.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Okay.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead. Let me see here. Uh-oh.
But that's the 1% sort of office.
Okay, so
that's
which
what
one?
They create.
So then there's a second one that it's all in black.
No, that's not the one. There's another one.
Okay, there's another one. Let me see. One that has Polo Contractor, which the profile picture is the front side of a real house.
Probably.
This one's in St. John's County, Ponte Verde Beach, Florida, Mocate, Florida, Jacksonville, with the number ending in 3279, which
that's
is the same. Well, this one doesn't have any followers or likes or anything like that.
I started on that one, but I never.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and grab this URL. All right. Now, since you do have access, can you grant us admin access so we can optimize it?
I probably can, yeah.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send you an email on how to go ahead and give us access to that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and move along. All right. So you do actually have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us. Would you like to send us specific images to use on those ads?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay, now what call to action do you want for your ads campaign? You can only select one. It could either be calls, messages from Messenger, or clicks to your website.
Calls.
Calls, okay. All right, sounds great. Okay, so now you're going to go ahead and receive a few emails from us, okay, in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email is going to be the keywords email. If you want to make changes to those keywords, just reply back to that email. Also, you're going to be receiving a photos email. Okay, if you have pictures of your completed work, we can use this for your Google Business Profile. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure they do have a good quality, okay? And if you do have a logo, you can send that out as well. Just to go ahead and let you know temporarily, we're going to use a high-quality stock photo. If any images that you provide are low on quality and we feel that they won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Just keep in mind that they are general photos related to your industry, okay? So if you see any photos that may not apply, just let us know, hey, you know what, I'm sorry, go ahead. Hello? Hello, Val?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you have a question?
It was Jay. I'm sitting by your shop.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries. Okay, so all of our photos are copyright protected, so if you get any emails or calls regarding any copyright issues with those photos, please let us know before you do answer any inquiries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Within a few days, you're going to be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, and as well the directories that we listed your business on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me let you know a little bit more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. Your Facebook ads, will be live within 7 to 14 days. We will also submit your business information and the content that we created to directories. Okay, we're going to go ahead and optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. But basically, you should see a maximum result within 30 to 45 days. Meanwhile, don't forget you can visit your dashboard to see your listings or create posts and also update content. Okay, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all type of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. Any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare or Nextwork requesting extra money to verify your Google business profile are scam calls. So if you receive any of those type of calls, let us know before you do answer any questions that you might receive from them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now as we do get closer to finishing up with the call, we would like to follow up with you in about 3 weeks just to go ahead and touch base and see how the account is progressing. 3 weeks from today is going to be October the 12th. Is it okay if we reach out around the same time that we reached out today?
Yeah, it's fine. I had a question. So
yes, sir.
I'm going to receive a Google verification card in the mail?
Possibly. But since you already have a Google business profile, there's a possibility. You shouldn't. The only thing that we're going to be reaching out to Google, we're just going to be requesting access from Google.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Other than that, I'm going to be also be adding you to the calendar invite so you can receive a reminder of when we're going to be giving you a call, okay?
So when will my name will go online? When? I guess after?
Yeah, as soon as, you know, Google gives us the verification, most likely it'll probably take between a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How long will the verification take about?
The verification usually, once again, since you already have a Google business profile, I don't think that something is going to get sent out. The only thing that we're going to do on our end is send Google a request for manager access on your profile.
I'm going to try to log in myself.
Uh-huh.
And see if I can. I'm going to see if I can claim that page first. If I can claim that the page, then
uh-huh.
I'll give you access, because I did not create that page, but it's under my email. I just got to figure out how to claim it first, right?
Right.
But
in this case,
if Google responds to you faster, then it's fine.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so if we're going to probably start this process reaching out to Google probably in 2 or 3 days maybe. So if you want to start doing that now, that's totally fine. You can go ahead and do that. And if you are able to, just reach back out to us and let us know, hey, you know what? I'm just reaching out because I do have access to my Google business profile, and I want to give you guys access. And, you know, someone will be able to help you out.
Okay.
All righty. Other than that, Val, that's going to be it on my end. That's going to go ahead and conclude the interview. I just want to thank you for your patience and your time answering all my questions. Do you have any questions that I can help you out with before I do let you go?
Well, I think I'm good.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email with our contact information and our hours of operation. Do me a favor, Val. In the next few days, please look out for those emails of ours and text messages from updates from us, because that's how we're going to go ahead and reach out to you and get things taken care of, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Other than that, you have an outstanding rest of the day, okay?
Mm-hmm. You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.